today the candle of joy, Mary's Magnificat, words and songs that come together. There's a video we're going to watch, and as we watch this video, pay attention to the joy on the faces of those singing. And Mary said, "I'm bursting with God news. I'm dancing the song of my Savior God. God took one good look at me, and look what happened. I'm the most fortunate woman on earth. What God has done for me will never be forgotten. The God whose very name is holy, set apart from all others. His mercy flows in wave after wave on those who are in awe before him. He bared his arm and showed his strength, scattered the bluffing braggarts. He knocked tyrants off their high horses, pulled victims out of the mud. The starving poor sat down to a banquet. The callous rich were left out in the cold. He embraced his chosen child, Israel. He remembered and piled on the mercies, piled them on high. It's exactly what he promised, beginning with Abraham and right up till now." Mary, did you know? Do we know? With God, all things are possible. God took an ordinary young girl, probably a 13-year-old, and gave her the Savior of the world. Did she know that all the joy would come to her? Did she know that this ordinary person that she was would bring so much joy into the world, but would also bring so much challenge into the world? How can we not feel the joy of God as we hear the song and see the faces? Ordinary people just like us. So let's talk a little bit about what it means to be part of God's joy in this place. Last summer, my nephew got married. This was a wonderful celebration and a sad celebration, because it was a wonderful celebration because my nephew got married, and it was an interesting celebration because he got married in the Cleveland Cathedral by a Catholic priest, where our whole family was feeling a little bit out of the ordinary. But his wife, my new niece, Stephanie, was very Catholic and really wanted to be married in the Cleveland Cathedral. And so at one point during the service, they walked over to a corner. Well, it looked like a corner to me, to all of us, but it was Mary's statue. Vigil? Oh, okay. They went over, Andy's telling me, but they had a prayer there. Now, we kind of were all like, okay, whatever. But the joy of Mary for holding the new child that was to come. Now, okay, I don't truly believe that we need to pray to Mary. But I do believe that Mary was an ordinary person who God did extraordinary things with. I do believe that we are ordinary people that God does extraordinary things with. Forgiveness. That's what Mary mediates through the Catholic Church, is mediates forgiveness. Well, for me, I can go to God and God will forgive. That's what our faith says. But the thing about all of this is that God took an ordinary person, an ordinary 13-year-old girl, and did extraordinary things with. You see, with God, all things are possible. Mary's story acknowledges the very transformation of who God is. Mary hears the call of God and responds. And she responds out of faith. Think about how scared she probably was. Her husband, her fiance, Joseph, can say, okay, forget it, I'm not going to be around you anymore. And in that day and time, she would have been left all alone. But she trusted God, and transformation happened. God uses God's people, ordinary people just like you and me, and transformation happens. How is God using you? How are you opening yourself up to hear God so that God uses you? Mary opened herself up. She truly listened to God. Out of all that fear, she let it go. And she stood up for what she knew God wanted. Did you see the joy on the faces? How can we not feel joy? This morning, as I was realizing I was going to show this YouTube video, I knew that the joy would come, even amongst the grumpiness, because God's joy fills us. Ordinary people, not anybody but us. Mary was just like us. And she said those beautiful words in her song. What beautiful words do you share in your song? What beautiful words do you share in your life? What is God asking you to do to change the world? Because God asks each one of us in the transformation, transformative power of God's joy to change the world. So, Mary, did you know? Probably not. One of the other things that this does is it's a song. When I go visit people and have visited people throughout my career, those who have dementia or those who have Alzheimer's, some of the most important things for them are the songs, because they remember those. That's why for me, it is so important that we sing the songs and pay attention to the words, even if we don't know the hymn tune, because the words and the music together share our faith. So when I go visit someone, if we have nothing to talk about, or I can't figure out what to say, and trying to hear the stories of their family isn't working, if I can come up with a song, and it's usually a Christmas carol, they join in singing. Mary's song, our song, joy shines on. So my challenge to you this day is to remember the joy on the faces and go find that on YouTube and watch it again and again and again and again. But also be challenged that God is challenging you, each one of us, ordinary people, to transform the world. What is God calling you to do? What, as you enter into the promise of God, what is God saying to you? Mary knew. She probably didn't at the time, but she trusted. What do you know, and what do you trust? Because you see, with God, all things are possible. Share the transformative power of God and hear God speaking to you. Mary, did you know? Your name, did you know? God is calling you. Listen. Be challenged. And do what God is using you to do. Amen.